Episode 1, Strange Harvest. Chapter 1, Festival of the Harvest. Kendall Barnes walked the streets of the Middle Rind with a giant knife and fork in his back pocket. He emerged from a dirty alley into an avenue of cereal box and soda bottle skyscrapers lit up on every floor. Rivers of people moved up and down the sidewalks. Walking alongside them were candy bars, boxed dinners, donuts, and other processed foods, each with bright packaging and droopy eyes adding artificial color to the area. The humans smiled as they walked in half struts, half waddles, mumbling to themselves and licking their lips. Their bellies, full of fat, bounced up and down and side to side with every step. The foods, called gourmands, were at least 1 to 2 feet taller than the humans, and, with the exception of a few wide ones, were mostly skinny and lean. Some mingled with the humans, laughing and cracking jokes. Others looked serious, as if they were on their way to somewhere important. Enormous 3-story-tall LED screens on every building streamed glitzy commercials, fighting to catch the attention of the crowd. In the street, traffic zipped by, each flying car and hovercycle leaving a trail of sparkling, colorful light behind it. Kendall took in the busy street and snapped his fingers in a jazzy rhythm.
Gonna be a good night.
He had chosen his long white t-shirt, jean shorts, and green basketball shoes specifically for tonight. Under his shirt, he wore a golden chain that his friend, a French fry, had given him. He was determined to be the coolest dressed black guy at the Festival of the Harvest. Kendall skipped into the street and joined the flow of people. A TV dinner blimp floated overhead, casting an elongated shadow over everything below. A female voice echoed from a megaphone on the blimp's bridge.
Attention, citizens! The Festival of the Harvest will begin shortly. Nonpareil Square will be closed to traffic for the rest of the evening. You may have also noticed pipes along the street.
Kendall looked to his left and saw a line of green metal pipes rising up from a sewer grate. They ran parallel to the street and extended for several blocks to Nonpareil Square, where searchlights crisscrossed the dust sky and music played from loudspeakers on the high-rises.
Please be mindful of the pipes, the voice said, as the blimp finished crossing and the street brightened again.
Kendall had never seen the pipes before, and he wondered what they were for. As he walked past, he heard a strange bubbling sound coming from them. An ad flashed on one of the screens and pulled him from his thoughts. A curvy blonde in a striped bathing suit appeared on the huge display. She smiled, ran her fingers through her hair, threw her head back, and laughed as bubbles rose around her. Green text scrolled across the screen.
Neutrazine. Unlock the true you.
Kendall swallowed and looked down at his stomach. He probably weighed 3 times as much as the woman on the screen, just like every other human in New Eton. Being skinny was rare, but desired. He rubbed his belly and said,
I guess she wouldn't like my negative six-pack.
He had heard of people getting Neutrazine injections that changed their lives completely. Their weight just fell off, leaving behind firm, fit, godlike bodies. The injections were invitation only, and the triumvirate claimed that they were still testing their effectiveness. Humans often complained about the lack of availability. It was a common topic around bars. Kendall himself often daydreamed about all the things he could do if he got an injection. In his mind's eye, he saw himself with chiseled abs and thighs strong enough to crush a small watermelon. He saw himself on the beaches of Kola Bay, diving into the waves and swimming a mile without getting tired. Then, retiring to a beach house, where he'd sit on the balcony with a beautiful woman on his arm and watch the sugar cookie sun sink into the clouds.